How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Oh, baby, Carver out on assignment. He'll be back on Friday. Make no bones about it. We'll have you locked and loaded for the U.S. Open, get you ready for some weekend baseball, the NBA, hopefully, might have a series. We'll get you prepped and ready for the game in Edmonton as well, game number four. But they're playing game number three right now. Florida does crack through. Forsling to Reinhardt, and they break through right after Edmonton was on the power play. It was a 4-on-4, so that's how that is right now. Florida at the end of one, up 1-0. Bobrovsky's been an absolute mainstay. You want to talk about Teflon Don? This is the guy. 14 saves in the first period right now. Florida with the 1-0 lead heading into the first intermission. In-game total right now for the hockey, you got Florida at minus 188. You got Edmonton at plus 146 total at over 5.5 at plus 146 to the over. So they're giving you a little bit of an incentive to jump in on that total. Baseball right now, and you want to join in on the conversation, obviously give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879 is the number. You got Rays up 3-2, top nine on the Cubs, minus 1450 for the Rays. Cubs plus 770, so no outs. We'll keep you updated on that. You want to take a shot. Yeah, Miami did have the 1-0 lead on the Mets, and that in-game total was 3.5. Right now it's 2-1 Marlins. Mets did break through. They have a runner on third with one out. They were, I believe, 5 or 6 to 1 to win that game, the Mets. They had a huge number, now plus 148. We'll see if they can convert. In-game total is 5.5 at plus 132. Red Sox in back-to-back nights have battered the Philadelphia Phillies in regards to their pitching. Nola, they knocked him out early, knocked him out often. 8-3 right now, top six. We'll see if the Phillies can get back into it. Total is 14.5, plus 1460 right now on the Phillies to make it a game. Athletics trail the Minnesota Twins 4-2. A's are plus 610 on the money line. Under and over is 9.5 at minus 118. Games about to get started in about a half an hour, the three late games. You got the White Sox and Mariners. White Sox are minus 108. Minus 108 both ways, Mariners and White Sox. Total is 7 at even money to the over. You got the Angels and D-backs. D-backs minus 198. Angels plus 166. Total is 8.5, juice slightly at minus 114. Rangers and Dodgers. Rangers won 3-2 last night. Seager does come through. He's back in the lineup tonight. Plus 154 for the Rangers. Dodgers minus 184. 8.5 is the total at minus 115. I'm on the total in the Rangers and Dodgers. I went back to it, 8.5. Remember, they had 17 runs a couple of nights ago. Hopefully, Texas can add. They win last night. I like them the way they match up tonight. So we'll see how that plays out. Matias and I are both on the Panthers. Took them plus 118 on the money line. Did have Verhaeghe and Forsling to potentially score. Right now, it's Reinhardt. So this game very tight. Florida breaks through. Remember, there was the I want to say worry or concern that Florida, in terms of the logistics, getting to Edmonton, would they come out flat? Well, they started fast. There was a little bit of a lull. Edmonton did dictate the tempo for much of the first period, but Bobrovsky was the real reason why Florida does have the lead. I mean, just amazing saves. I mean, one-timers. He was all over the ice. I mean, just shutting down the whole crew. Hyman, Draisaitl, and McDavid. And then Florida, when they had their opportunity, they struck like a cobra, baby. Reinhardt gets the tip in after Forsling shoots it on goal. Amazing. When you think about it, they're in the first period. First intermission. So we'll keep you updated as they drop the puck in period number two. But Matias, I know you're big on, and a couple of people have asked us about the Euros this weekend, which I have no desire in.
I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. I've made it a mission, Joe, this summer to make you the whole summer. I got 2 months, Joe, to make you a soccer fan. Not a real soccer fan, not a big time soccer fan, an anytime soccer fan. I do got a shot, Joe. You know why? Because there's so many ways to bet soccer that I gotta find the right play for you. You know, you can't bet soccer, man. It's 90 minutes of torture for you. There's barely any goals sometimes. You know, you gotta figure out ways to watch the game where you get to enjoy it. And I'm going to figure that out, Joe. But as far first as Carlos problem, games, I got some problem, plays. Joe, Italy, this. Baby. We got to get the Italian out of you, Joe. It's going to happen. It's going to happen this summer. I think Italy's going to have a big-time Euro Cup, and we're going to make you even more Italian than you are now. But as far as tomorrow goes, I got some fun plays, Joe. I got some big plays. Germany, Scotland. Yeah. I like the over 2.5 goals for Germany at plus money, plus 120. I'm also going to dabble with a final score, Germany-Scotland. 4-0 pays 1,100 for Germany. 3-0 pays plus 675 for Germany. I'm also taking Germany halftime, Germany full-time at minus 115. And I'm also taking Germany to nil. You know, if they win 1-0, if they win 2-0, that won't be good for me because I need to win by at least 3 goals. But I'm still going to take them to win anything to nil. I'm also going to take them on the handicap, -1.5. So if they win 2-0, that's what we need at minus 130. So I'm playing all Germany tomorrow. The tournament is in Germany. I expect them to be ready to rock and roll, you know, in Germany tomorrow at the start of the tournament. I remember the last time the Germans held a big-time tournament. It was in 2006 for the World Cup. First game was against Costa Rica. They put up 4 big goals in that game. They won 4-2. I expect another big-time game for Germany hosting another big-time tournament. I'm excited to see the Germans in this tournament, Joe. But we only have one game tomorrow for the Euros tomorrow on Friday, and I'm excited to watch it, Joe. And you better jump on all the plays I just gave you because we're gonna win some money tomorrow.
All right, we'll see what happens. You have no shot of getting me to watch soccer. I'll tell you that. That's your first problem.
I'm going to get you an Italian jersey, one of those beautiful blue Italian jerseys. And I'm going to get it labeled. It's going to say Lisi in the back, a big Lisi. And you're going to rock that thing, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to start to feel it, Joe. And the second that you start to feel it, you're going to start to become a fan. Let's go.
No shot. But I will say this. If it's between the golf and soccer, I think I would watch the golf over the soccer. So there's something that calls. Carver should know is that I would watch the golf over the soccer because I think it's slightly more entertaining than watching paint dry. So you have a shot. You have a shot.
Euros are exciting, Joe. It's going to be up and down. You know, there's so much bad blood in your in the Europe. You know, through the European lines. There's always big games, Joe. There's always big games.
Like I said to you, good luck and Godspeed. Right, that's the way. If you're gonna bet it, I'll root it for you.
But I'm gonna be giving you plays all summer, Joe. Copa America starts next week, and you know I'm gonna give you big time plays. I've been saying it the whole entire time. Start to bet Argentina now, +175. Bet them at -130 to get to the final because I'm gonna staple that. It's one of the best plays of the summer. Argentina to reach the final at -130. Let's rock.
Well, there you go. I mean, he's got it all figured out. He's got the blueprint. He's got the answers to the test before we even start. We'll come back. Maybe we'll talk about some NBA action. Is this series over? Or does Dallas actually have a heartbeat? We'll come back. We'll talk about it right here on Corver and Lisi. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't forget, we got Disco Friday Nights on the grid here. Carver and Lisi, big Friday night. Get that disco ball out. Break out all the tunes, circa 1970s. Break out the white shoes. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? Is that real tomato ketchup, Eddie? Huh? What do you think about that, Matias? Get those tunes ready. I love when you break it down for us. I did lead off, and it was great hearing Allen Iverson say he's supposed to be the franchise player back in the day, right? Well, Luka Doncic is supposed to be the franchise player in Dallas. And that performance last night, again, was gutless. And I understand they were in striking distance in the first half. They had the 51-50 lead. Before you could blink, they were down 21, 91-70. Kyrie puts in 35 and wins me the bet with the 4 3-pointers. But Luka to have 27 points after he basically had 20, okay, in the first half, shoot 1 of 7 from 3, play absolutely no defense, complain to the refs, and not find a way to gut a game out and really care is absolutely pathetic. I will say this. And here's the other thing about, you know, Luka. You're acting like this is like a regular series in like the month of December or January. This is the championship series. This is the opportunity to hoist the hardware. All these guys, Tatum, Luka, all the young guys, right? You know, Anthony Edwards, they all want to be mentioned with the elites and the greats of the game. You think MJ would do that? You think Charles Barkley or Karl Malone or Larry Bird would give a half-assed effort in regards to a Game 3 in your house? I mean, you know how I know? Go back to that tape. Look at the first second quarter of last night. Luka is chucking up threes, falling down. Carver brought it up. He wasn't even being touched. He's throwing himself on the ground like a five-year-old. Like really, get up and play some defense. Stop complaining and work a little bit harder in the gym if your conditioning doesn't allow you to play defense. I don't know what else to say. He's one of the best offensive scorers in the game. I know we could take a game over at any given point, but when you talk about greats in regards to basketball, they still play a hint of defense. And to get abused by Tatum and Brown and every other, Horford, anybody else that he was on, he was getting absolutely abused. Not just this game, but throughout the series. Am I wrong, Matias, to say that about Luka? I mean, he's a great offensive player, but he's only playing one half of the game because he cost his team last night. And on top of it, he's no leader, crying to the refs on each and every play.
No, you're not wrong on it, Joe. You know, as a loyal Clipper fan, I've had the luck because Doncic is an amazing player. And to be able to compete and watch him compete at a high level in the playoffs as many times as I have, you know, intensely, because he's played the Clippers now, what, 3 times? You know, he's not that old. Luka's young at the same time. And to have 3 playoff series against the Clippers already in his young in his career, it's a lot. So I've dealt with him a lot. And he's a great, fantastic player, makes big plays, makes amazing shots, makes shots that nobody else can make at certain moments in the game, where he makes it look easy. You know, he's special. But the one thing that's never changed, You know, and we're talking back to the bubble. We're going back to the bubble days where he was playing in the playoffs for the Mavericks and he got eliminated to the Clippers. He's always been a whiner. He's always been made mean shrugs. You could see that he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He's never changed that part about him. He's always been that guy. And I think, in my opinion, it's only gotten worse. And to see him this year, the way that his antics have gotten to him, the way that he talks to the referees when he doesn't get calls, you know, he could be very vulgar and he could be very insulting to players at times. I don't think there's a lot of guys that love Luka Doncic. I'm sure his teammates love him, but at the same time, I'm sure there's guys that absolutely hate his guts, Joe. As a competitor, you know, you're going against a guy like that. It must drive you nuts. You know, it's like the guy that you don't like. You don't like his personality, but he keeps hitting that baby J and he keeps hitting that fadeaway right in your face. No matter what you do, he keeps hitting it and he keeps giving you that same stupid look. And it makes you want to slap the guy, Joe. But, you know, that's just part of his game, Joe. And that's never going to change. But to do it in a finals, you know, to have five fouls with 4 minutes to go, knowing that you're the captain of that team, knowing that you're able to get the most important shots in the game at the end of the game, and to take a stupid foul like he did against Jaylen Brown in that moment is ridiculous. You have to stay on the floor. As great of a player as Luka is, part of being in the game is actually playing the game and staying in the game, Joe. And his ability to get his emotions, you know, to let it go to his head, that's part of the downfalls of Luka Doncic and something that he's going to have to figure out, you know, if he's going to want to win a championship.
I agree. And here's the other thing. I'm going to use Anthony Edwards as an example because Anthony lost to Luka. You know, they lose that series 4-1. You want to know how great of a player is. You look at the following year, you know, and you look to next year. Did Anthony Edwards learn anything from that playoff loss and series loss to Dallas? Only time will tell, right? The reason why I say that is, look at what MJ, when MJ was trying to get over the hump, and I know it's a tall ask comparing Edwards and Luka to MJ, but we're comparing them to the pinnacle of the sport, right? And MJ, when he lost to Larry Bird and he put in, what did he put in? 63 or 50 plus in the playoff loss, he learned from that point. He evolved as a player. He became more mature. He understood what he had to do in regards to elevating his team. Now, granted, he had extra parts in regards to that. Pippen came along and others. I get that. But in terms of being that leader and understanding in a loss and overcoming that adversity made him stronger, you know, from 1989 straight through the end of his career, right? So how does Luka and young players like Anthony, there's no doubt Dallas is dead and buried in the series. That was their opportunity to get back in it. They cut it 93-92, can't close the door, and now it's just a matter of time before Boston, you know, hoisted the championship in Beantown. We'll come back, we'll sprinkle in some NFL, coming right back on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Carver and Lisi. Little melancholy. Missed opportunity by the Panthers here. They had a shot on goal. They miss it. And they give up a breakaway to the Oilers, and they made him pay. One up. What a shot. Upper right-hand corner. Look at this. Who is this guy? Fogle?
Who scored it, Joe? I missed it. Who scored it, Joe? You're killing me now.
Number 37. It was a breakaway. One up.
Was it Hyman?
Nah, wasn't Hyman.
Was it Draisaitl?
Big three. Nah, it wasn't McDavid.
Fogle. Was it Nugent Hopkins?
I just said Fogle. Warren Fogle. How many times? Warren Fogle. I told you. We're in a game now, Matias. We got to step up. 15 shots on goal for the Oilers. This is their type of style. The crowd's back in it. And right now, Florida has to regroup. The good thing is that they're still, I believe, have the better goaltender here. We'll see how this plays out. Tempo now a little bit more up tempo, which favors the Oilers, also favors your style, Matias, maybe getting over that original 5.5. You loved it. Right now, the in-game total is, they have it locked. You want to take a shot. You know what's amazing, too? Something must have happened because they have the Panthers at minus 480 right now. 480 on the money line. and they got the Oilers at plus 360. Am I missing something here?
That's no, that's 1-1. There's a stoppage in play. There's no goal.
What is going on?
I don't know.
They're begging you to take the Oilers. Is that a typo? Edmonton.
Joe, I would take that for insurance, Joe. I would just click that for insurance. There must be a mistake at the book, Joe.
I'm telling you, when I see this, I think the algo knows something.
So.
the algo knows something. I'm telling you, here we go. Updated line, minus 146, plus 114 for the Panthers. I don't know what that, I have no idea what they had up there, but that was a crazy line that they just had up. Maybe they didn't think they scored. I don't know, but that was a crazy number that they just had. You could have picked off some value. Total is back to the puck drop, 5.5. You want to take it under the 5.5 as insurance, it's minus 136. You still believe this game goes over? Matias, I'll tell you what, tempo looks that way right now. I'm not feeling so confident. This up-tempo favors the Oilers here.
I'm not sure, Joe. You know, I'm a little worried about my overplay right now because I feel like there needed to be more goals in the first period. You know, I told myself before the game that if it was only 1-0 going into the second period, that's not good for me. But at the same time, you actually kind of helped me hedge that bet a little bit because I took the Bobrovsky over 30.5 saves. So therefore, that works out in my favor, and I do think we're going to hit that. He has 15 saves right now, 5 minutes into the second period. I do see him getting over 30 saves. So if the under hits, that means Bobrovsky kept making save after save after save, Joe. So I'm kind of good right there.
All right, let's see how this plays out. Right now, you know, all the momentum for the Oilers. I mean, right now, Florida looks like they're picking their spots. They're just, you know, content playing, I want to say, dump and skate right now. We'll see if they
I don't
get
mind
it
this, Joe. You know, they just scored a goal. They took control of the second period, you know, with that burst of energy. But right now, you know, it's still 1-1. Bobrovsky's making some big saves. It seems to me that the Florida Panthers right now are playing some good hockey. You know, with obviously, they have their, you know, they're back-footed. You know, they're not doing well right now, but they're stopping the momentum. And, you know, it's a game of runs, Joe. Just, you know, right now, the Oilers are going through their period, but they only got one goal. Eventually, it's going to wear down, and Florida will start to take the momentum back and start firing pucks at the goal again. It's a long game, Joe. Let's not panic. Let's go.
No, I'm not panicking. I will say the shot from Fogle was unbelievable. I mean, Bobrovsky, I mean, if he would have saved that, would have been a fantastic save. I mean, Fogle came right in one-on-one and made him pay. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll get you updated in regards to the late Major League Baseball right now on Carver and Lisi. We'll come back. Keep it where it is. Half hour left, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi getting a little chippy here in Edmonton. Let me tell you this. I don't know if there's a penalty, but, I mean, punches are being thrown left and right here. Every opportunity, they're starting to bombard Bobrovsky, and Matias brought it up. 18 saves overall, 18 shots. He's got 17 saves right now, so we need 13 more for Bobrovsky to nail that 280 ticket on 30-plus. So hopefully he can get it. Hopefully Florida can break through with another goal, maybe Verhage or Forsling, and maybe we can get it done. Mets. Now, bottom nine trail, 2-1, runner on first, one out, plus 250 on the money line. Marlins, minus 450. So, looks like the Marlins will get it done, barring a miracle here. We'll see if the Mets can pull it out. Red Sox all over the Phillies. I mean, Phillies just came from London, and they've been walking through the motions. Played good maybe that first game. Second and third game, not so much. They've been batted around here. 9-3, Boston has the lead. Bottom seven, looking for more. In-game total is 13.5. Juice to the under at minus 148. Twins 4-2 over the Athletics. Athletics plus 1020 on the money line. Over is 7.5 at plus 116. White Sox, Mariners, that total was 7. That is a 941 first pitch. Angels and D-backs, 8.5. 941, we'll see. And Texas and Dodgers, the late one, at 10-11. That one is 8.5 as well. So I'm on the over in the Angels, over in Texas, and we'll see how that plays out. Let's sprinkle in a little NFL because there's been some news and notes and a lot of good stuff. And hopefully Carver and I over the next few weeks will dive into the college football. But the NFL is intriguing. And, you know, there were some odds that Carver and I went through. And we heard Dak talk this past week about, you know, betting on himself. And I don't mean that literally and all that good stuff. And I turned to Carver and I said, why don't you just take, you know, I have the answers to the test. Let's just take the Niners, the Lions, the Eagles, the Packers and the Rams to win the NFC. Right? So you take the Rams up 13-1, the Packers at 8-1. The Eagles are plus 650, the Lions at 6-1, and the Niners at plus 320. Now, I don't believe the Niners are going to repeat this year.
Whoa. You forgot about the Falcons in the NFC South, Joe.
The Falcons. I don't want to even hear it. You lost a draft pick. You got charged to what? 250.
It's a fifth rounder. What a slap on the wrist, right?
It's a joke, though, with these tampering, though. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Let me read this bet out to you. You just take those teams. You bet, even if you, $100. I don't think Dallas is going to win. We know that they're not going to win. Your Falcons aren't going to win. The Bears aren't going to win. Maybe the Bucks. It's a huge ask. Seattle, Minnesota, none of these teams are going to win the NFC Championship. None of them.
So I think the Falcons could make a surprise run, Joe. They could be a dark horse this year. Some newfound energy, Joe. Come on now, Joe.
Come on. You're crazy, Matias. You're sipping the Kool-Aid. You got your velour sweatsuit on with the headband. Come on.
We got Kirk Cousins, baby. Captain Kirk.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Won a big game in his life. But here's my point. Here's the thing. If the Niners win, you lose a little money, right? But if anybody else wins, you're at least breaking even. And if you catch the lightning in the bottle with the Packers or Rams, you're cooking with house money. So why not just do that? I mean, what's the downside? You lose a little, but you have, I mean, you know that the Eagles and Dallas are going to battle it out for the NFC East. We know we haven't had back-to-back champions since when? Since 2004, right? So, I mean, come on. Right or wrong? I mean, you really believe in a big spot that Dallas Cowboys are going to get it done with Dak or Jalen Hurts and the Eagles? He's got a better supporting cast, I believe, Jalen Hurts.
Joe, if the Packers stay healthy, you know, talk about a team that's taken that hunger from last season. You know, I think the Packers feel like they were robbed last year against the 49ers. Don't you? Don't you think that deep down the Packers think that they should have won that game?
I'll say this. Jordan Love has evolved into becoming one of the top-tier quarterbacks now. He's got to produce again in year two. But I think, honestly, Matt LaFleur is one of the most underrated head coaches in the NFL. His teams are always prepared, and that defense showed me that they could be opportunistic. I think they have a great foundation. You get the addition of Josh Jacobs now. I mean, everybody looking at Caleb Williams and the Lions, and I understand the Lions, but that is a huge ask for Dan Campbell and the Lions to repeat. They're no longer the hunted. They're the hunty. They're the hunted. And I think Jordan Love and that offense, think about this. The first 7 or 8 games for the regular season, Jordan Love was running the football, wasn't standing in the pocket. Basically the last 10 games of the regular season, Jordan Love knocked off Kansas City, He knocked off Detroit on Thanksgiving. He averaged 275 passing yards per game with 23 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He was one of the most consistent quarterbacks, not just in the NFC, but all of the NFL. Him and Baker Mayfield were the two hottest guys down the stretch. So if you could get that type of productivity, why can't they win the NFC? I agree with you. I like the Packers this year.
Well, can their receiving core stay healthy? You know, that they were all mixing around, but the more that they mixed around, the more that guy showed out, in my opinion, for the Packers. Remember Dontavion Wicks, you know, towards the end of the season? How many big-time touchdowns was that guy catching, you know, when Christian Watson was out with a hamstring injury? You know, the never-ending hamstring injury for Christian Watson, right? And Romeo Doubs, you know, they have a... Oh, let's not forget about Jaden Reed. That's my mistake, because Reed is the best one out of all of them, in my opinion. I think Reed's going to have a big-time year this year, Joe.
Isn't Joe,
we got a goal, Joe. We got a Florida goal, Joe. We got a Florida goal. Let's go.
Who was it? Verhaeghe?
I don't know. They're jumping on him.
Was it Forsling? Number 10. Who was that?
Tarasenko, Joe!
Let's go!
We are on fire, baby! I gave you first goal of the game, Reinhardt, and now we got Tarasenko plus 425, Joe. You couldn't say his name in the beginning of the show, and now you're saying it now. Let's go!
Well, I'm happy that they did. They pulled this guy out from the abyss. You want to talk about this wide open right in front of the net. What a goal. Skinner had no shot. No shot. He got caught.
First of the series, Joe. First goal of the series for Tarasenko. Just for us, Joe. Just for the Carver and Lisi listeners. Let's go.
Unbelievable. Matias, you were on fire. Fourth goal of playoffs. First of the series, Vladimir Tarasenko. And what was his number tonight?
Plus 425. It was the last play I made in the game.
Look at you.
Anytime goal scorer.
You might get this over now. Because I tell you what, if it's a 2-1 game with about 5 minutes left, they're gonna pull the goalie. We might have points aplenty here in the third period. So hopefully we need 22 shots on goal for the Oilers right now. 22 shots and we've saved 21 of them. Bobrovsky's had a stellar night. 21 saves, keeping them in it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Next two segments, keep it where it is on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Love Denny Green. Unbelievable. Great offensive mind. Started at Stanford, went to Minnesota. Unbelievable in regards to evolution, you know, high-powered offenses. So unbelievable in regards to the Minnesota Vikings. But what about Minnesota? Minnesota right now, 36-1 to potentially win the NFC. And I know that we talk about Chicago, we talk about Green Bay and Detroit. But Minnesota does have Sam Darnold. They have J.J. McCarthy. They just signed a record deal for Justin Jefferson. Ty Chandler, the Tennessee and North Carolina running back, came on in regards to the rushing attack, something that Alexander Mattison could not do. Very inconsistent. Offensive line started to gel at the end of the regular season. If they could run the football, and maybe it is Darnold early, maybe, just maybe, you get, you know, 36-1 isn't bad value. Now, do I believe Minnesota would be a 9 or a 10 football team? Win football team? No. With McCarthy, I think there's going to be growing pains. But if it's Darnold and he plays within the system. And
Joe, we got another goal, Joe. We got another goal. It's Florida. It's Bennett, Joe. It's Bennett. I get another one, Joe. Bennett with a goal. Let's go.
What are you like the lucky leprechaun today? What is going on with you?
You told everybody I had the answers to the test. I had the Scantron. I snuck through the teacher's garage and I found the test answers. Let's go. I'm like back to the future. Marty McFly with the almanac. Vominos.
Look, he did. He had Sam Bennett. He had Vladimir Tarasenko, Draisaitl, Hyman, Tkachuk, and Reinhardt. Unbelievable. Incredible. Unbelievable. You're on fire. Good for you. So now forget it now. Now the pressure's on Edmonton, right? I didn't see this goal. I don't know why I didn't see it, but let me see if I can get updated. Was it a nice shot? There it is, seventh goal.
It was a mistake in the back, a turnover, a good pass, splits the defenders, and Bennett goes top shelf on over the goalie's right side.
Kachuk's glove first side. Point of the series.
Or excuse me, blocker side.
Kachuk's first point of the series, they said, which was amazing. He's had 20 points throughout the playoffs. So now, if you and 52-0-3 when leading by two goals or more, Florida, including the playoffs this season, 52-0-3. They have not lost when leading by two goals or more. If you believe in potentially, you know, them putting that up and now all of a sudden they're going to lose, you should jump on the money line for the Edmonton Oilers. Expect a lot of fast tempo right now. This game all of a sudden opened up. 22 shots for Edmonton, 17 for the Panthers. Skinner's the weak link. You know, we talked about Skinner getting the team up, you know, to this point, but clearly Bobrovsky's outplayed him up until this point in the playoffs. I don't know what you do right now if you're Edmonton, because they're getting the shots, they're just not converting. They're not getting clean looks, and Bobrovsky's stepping up. So expect Florida to dump and skate maybe for the next period and a half, and we'll see how this plays out. I mean, unbelievable. What's the in-game total? I bet you it's up to 6.5 now, Matias. Let me see right now. In-game total, 6.5. Let's see.
I'm getting there right now too, Joe.
6.5 minus 138 to the over. You want to take a shot on one of the big guns. You're getting 3.5 to 1 with McDavid, plus 320 with Hyman, and Draisaitl 4 to 1. You want to take a shot on Verhaeghe to get an empty netter. He's 5 to 1. How about Forsling? Where's he? Could Forsling get one? He was 8 to 1.
Joe, I was tempted to take Ekblad, the defenseman for the Panthers, at plus 1,200 anytime goal scorer. He actually scored an empty net goal in the previous game, which hit that mark. So I want to do it again, Joe. I want to go after Ekblad again.
Take it.
Can you imagine?
That would be great. I was talking about the Vikings, 36 to 1 in regards to their number. We'll see. We're going to get into more football talk as well. I'm on the totals here in the baseball. I need a couple of games to come through for me. They're just on their way in the two late night ones. Let me just see if we have any scoring. 6-2 now, Twins. Look at this. Angels had first and third. Two outs, and they can't get runners in. Unbelievable. All right, no score in Seattle. They're in the bottom of the first, and they're going to the bottom of the first. Angels threatened but couldn't convert. So in-game totals for the White Sox, 6.5. In-game for the Angels, 8.5. And that game out in the Chavez Ravine is 8.5 as well. So I'm on that total. You know Bobrovsky's going to be pelted in regards to, shots on goal. If you want to take a value play, you think this game could get to overtime? 5 to 1 to the yes. They just locked it. There you go. So no shot. You got no shot with that now. I thought maybe you wanted to take an overtime potential. Did we just lock up? What happened? We get a goal?
Nothing is happening. No, I'm thinking, no. It's a fight for the puck along the boards.
All right. Okay, well, they had a 5-1 number for overtime.
Oh, wow, Joe. It's 2-on-1, Joe. Goal. Another goal for Florida.
Who?
Who is this? It's the Capitan. It's the captain of the team, Joe.
Is it really?
It is.
Is it? Oh, man.
Did I hit it again, Joe? Who's my other guy?
Oh, man. Unbelievable. You want to talk about Skinner coming completely unraveled. The wheels fell off. He fell off the wagon. We'll come back and wrap it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Keep me away from that special place. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, if you think Thursdays are great, Fridays are even better on the grid. Carver and Lisi, we got Disco Friday nights. We got Carver in the loop as well. Disco Fridays and put it with the golf. What's better than that, baby? This is over. I said the weak link was Skinner. And let me tell you, all of a sudden, the wheels fell off the wagon. He is seeing ghosts right now. He can't stop anything. A five-year-old could score on Stuart Skinner.
Come on, Joe.
Bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for Skinner, Joe. You know, I played goalkeeper, not in hockey. Yeah, I feel bad for him. Look, I played under the pipes for a long time, and I got to say, right now the Edmonton Oilers are trying to score goals, so they're leaving themselves shorthanded in the back. And both goals that have came against Skinner have been two-on-ones. He's seeing multiple skaters come down the ice with one defender coming down. He understands that there's a lot of blood in the water right now, and right now Florida is on it. They're going top shelf. They're going to spots in the goal that he's just not going to save. You know, they're killers right now, Joe. They're stone-cold killers, the Florida Panthers are. Right now, Joe.
Okay, so I agree with you. We both picked Florida to win the game, and now you feel bad for the goaltender. The guy's making.
Well, I feel bad for him because he's put in a bad spot. The Oilers are taking chance after chance after chance.
He's a professional. He's supposed to step up and anticipate.
He's had a pretty good game, Joe. He had a good game in the first period. He made big save after big save. The Oilers couldn't get one in for him. What did we say before the game started? The team that scores the first goal of the game was going to dictate the pace of this thing, and that's exactly what Florida's done.
Well, here's the thing. 7.5 is the in-game total. I mean, this guy Skinner, I mean, I would put in the backup right now. Skinner absolutely sucks. I mean, if you're an Edmonton backer, I don't even know what you do. You got to hope on 4-2, you know, maybe 4-3 if you could keep it close. But let me just say this. McDavid, again, non-existent, big play, big game, nowhere to be found. Draisaitl, nowhere to be found. Fogle did get the one goal so far. They're getting their shots, but they're not capitalizing, and that's a problem. You know, here's the thing. You want to take a shot on Edmonton? Go ahead. Good luck and Godspeed at plus 1,500. I mean, you know, no shot. I think they have no shot to win this game. They are completely out of their element. And again, the fact that they didn't score first put pressure on Skinner, I think. Here's the thing, 24 shots on goal for Edmonton right now. 24 shots, 25 shots. We need six more to bring that in. We have a period and 2 minutes, Matias. So hopefully Bobrovsky, look at that save. That's a winner right there. Look at that. Two and
Joe,
three.
You know what, Joe? Before we go off, Joe, plus 115. Why not, Joe? Minus 3.5 for Florida. Let's do it, Joe. Let's keep attacking this money line. They want to give us more money. Let's do it. At plus money, I think Florida gets another goal to start the third period. I think this game ends 5-1, 6-1. Let's go.
Yeah, you might be right. 7-1. There's another save by Bobrovsky. Unbelievable. McDavid, everybody looks like flustered now. They're out of their game. Chippiness. Mikola, number 77. Bennett's in the mix. A little. Who else is in there? Bobrovsky, Bennett, Tkachuk. Get a little dirty. We talked about it, and I said it all week long. And Carver disagreed, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But I just believe that Florida is more blue-collar than Edmonton. Edmonton is like the Texas Longhorns. Edmonton is like that fast Ferrari. It looks all nice and shiny until you drive up on the curb and it cracks into 1,000 pieces. You get hit in the face one time, you fold like Glass Joe. That's what McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman are. And you know what? We talk about it. There hasn't been a Canadian team to win the Cup since 1993. The Montreal Canadiens and Patrick Roy. And it doesn't look like now, after Edmonton down 4-1 in the second, if they lose this, I think they're dead and buried. From Matias Burbell, Mike Carver, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.